Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Caroline here. I just wanted to share a message with you before getting into today's episode. This episode was recorded prior to March 2020 and before the world suddenly changed. Before I moved to Los Angeles, I tried to record as many episodes as I could with New York-based guests. So there are a bunch of episodes we still haven't aired that were recorded a while ago. They are great and fun, and they're hopefully distracting episodes, and I hope you love them. As we move forward into this strange and scary future, community is more important than ever, especially digital community. It's kind of all we have right now. So please don't hesitate to reach out via email, caroline@gthanksjustboughtit.com, our Instagram account, which is gthanksjustboughtitpod, or by leaving a message at 424-245-0736. Let me know what you want to hear about in the coming weeks and months, and let us know how you're doing. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Hey everyone, welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And before we get started, I want to remind you that G-Thanks Just Bought It is on Instagram. You can follow along at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. We talk about all the products that we mention on the show, but we also talk about a lot of stuff that we don't talk about on the show. So come follow along. It's a lot of fun. Today, I am joined by someone you all said that you wanted to hear from. Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. Rachel Wilkerson Miller is the deputy editor of Vice Life, and she's the author of the upcoming book, The Art of Showing Up, How to Be There for Yourself and Your People. And that's coming out on May 26, 2020. So right after Memorial Day.
Yes.
First book of the summer.
I hope so.
First book of the summer. You can pre-order that now. And she is also, you might know her as The Room across social media, the R-E-W-M. Mm-hmm. And that's how I knew you before we actually met. But when I polled everyone, I'm like, you know, what guests should I have? And everyone was like, Rachel. So Rachel is here, everybody.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And, just so you know, Rachel has written a lot about her personal attire, like uniform. And I want to let you know that she's sticking to it today. She's wearing a nice winter white jean and like a really nice turtleneck. You always look very put together.
Thank you.
I think that leads us kind of into your product that you brought. You were like, are books okay? And I was like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Books
I know.
Are great.
I think that like if everyone was doing book reviews, that would probably be weird. But this is like, I think this is a book that is a little bit more in the product space.
Well, absolutely. And also you said that you wrote about it when you were working at BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. You wrote about it in 2017, which means that you loved it.
I love it.
3 years ago, and you still love it.
It holds up.
Which is exactly what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's great that people love, like, I just bought this thing and I love it, but there's something really special about, like, had this thing for 3 years and I still want to talk about it.
Yeah, I actually had some trouble deciding because I felt like, I was like, what have I bought recently that I love? And I realized, like, I'm buying less and less in general, because I'm buying more that I love and it stands up.
Yes.
So I'm actually proud of that.
That is amazing. So tell us about this book.
Okay, the book is called Home Comforts by Cheryl Mendelson. It was published originally in the 90s. I came across it when I was at a friend of a friend's home for a ladies' article club. And her home was beautiful, just lovely, super tasteful. And sitting next to me on the side table was this beautiful book. It's very thick. It's 906 pages.
I'm like showing her the article she wrote. I'm like, this is the one. I'm pulling it up on my own. It's 906 pages.
906
Okay, so
pages.
No wonder you didn't bring it in hard copy today.
But I always have it with me because I have a Kindle edition too. So I have the Kindle app on my phone. So if I have a need for a reference when I'm out and about, I can pull it up, which is great.
So you bought it twice.
I bought it twice. Like that's how much I love this book. I bought it more than twice because I bought it for like everybody I knew that year for Christmas because I discovered it in the fall and then like my entire team got one for Christmas, like everybody got this book from me for a while.
Oh.
It's so good.
It's so cute. And I'm looking at the cover right now, and it definitely has this like house beautiful 90s.
It's like this lovely
aesthetic,
like lemon meringue color and just like
with the green trim.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book. So I do recommend like buying the hard copy because it's a reference book. It's like an encyclopedia. You're going to want to just like have it, but also a Kindle copy is fine, but this is a book that like you will like to own.
Did you, so when you saw it on your friend's coffee table, what about it struck you?
It was actually open, and it was open to the section on choosing a rug. And the entire time I had been sitting there, I was thinking, the rug in this woman's living room is so beautiful and incredible. So now I'm like making the connection between that and this book.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
Bible.
So, yeah. So I asked her about the book, and she said, I don't even remember where she got it or how she came across it, but I was like, well, I'm buying that immediately when I get, like, I ordered it on my way home. And
I'm thinking about, like, okay, is Barnes and, like, am I going to be able to go to Barnes and Noble today? Like, I want it.
It's, yeah,
I love
I'm
the idea of
you,
like a home reference book. Nothing gets me more excited than like, doing something to my house to make it like better or cuter, more efficient.
Yes.
And this seems like this
it's,
is the place
it's
to
everything.
Start.
Yeah.
Okay. So you bought it on the way home.
Yeah. I like ordered it and so it would be ready for me. And then I think very quickly I bought the Kindle edition too, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna wanna have this
I'm
at work. Like, it's actually fairly helpful in like writing about home and life. Like, there's usually, if we need to source an expert, like, we can find it in this book, so it's also helpful in that regard, but it's also just like a pleasure and a delight, and like, I just love this book so much.
So what are the things that you, what are like two or three takeaways that you got out of this book? Like,
okay,
so what, like, does a reference book mean when it comes to like home stuff?
So I will say that I recommend, like, you're not going to read this book straight through, obviously, but I think you should read like the first few chapters, kind of setting it up, getting to know this author who was like very funny. She was originally a lawyer and like also loved housekeeping, and she wanted to sort of write this Bible for housekeeping. And so she is like, it is so exhaustive in this way that I love so much. Like, she goes so deep in every aspect of a home. Most things, like, I'm not going to need to know about employment law for my like domestic staff anytime soon, but that's in there.
That's really
like polishing, yeah, like polishing silver and all these things that like,
that, like,
I don't
do not,
I don't need to know right now, but they're there, and like, it's comforting to know that they are.
I feel like, have you ever reached out to the author? Because I feel like you'd be the perfect person to be like, hey, let's write an updated 2020 version for like today's millennials that don't own silver or have help.
She is not very, she's not very online. I have not been able to
Cheryl,
find her easily, and I'm also a little bit afraid too.
Girl, call us.
Yeah, but she's got this sort of like fussiness, but also a self-awareness about it. Like, she's got a really wry sense of humor. She recognizes that she's writing a 1,000-page book on how to take care of your home, but she's not prescriptive. Like, she's very much like, I'm telling you the like absolute best way to do things. I'm telling you the science. I'm telling you what is safest or smartest, but like, I'm telling you so that you can then make your own decisions. Like, it's very much this idea of like, you need the hard knowledge, but then you need to run that through the lens of like what's going on in your life and make decisions. And you can't make those decisions if you don't know what you're doing. Like, you need this foundation.
But who put Cheryl in charge? Like, what's her credentials?
I mean, that's like in the whole first part of it, but her credentials are just that like, she loves this so deeply.
So
that
she's like committed to it.
She is committed to the cause and why. That I'm like, no, you got this. She's also a lawyer. So she like attacks it with this like intensity.
Amazing.
She's wonderful. So
it kind of reminds me of like the home decor equivalent to like Jolie Kerr.
Yes.
Who is like, I'm always like, Jolie, how did you become like the clean person? How does one come out as like a super clean person who just like knows? Like, we had to clean our bathtub the other day, and like, before I did anything, I texted her. Like, I could Google it, but like, I have Jolie's number in my phone, so I'm gonna take advantage of that. I'm like, hi, Jolie, blah, blah, blah. Like, how do I clean my tub? Because there was like a specific thing that I had to get rid of. There was like a rust stain on it. She just like,
she just knows.
It's too quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't even have to look that up. She was like, the brand is named this. And and my cat, Kevin, peed in my suitcase on the morning of my wedding. And so I'm texting Jolie. I'm like, hi, I just opened my suitcase and it's like very clear that my kitten, like, it was not on my wedding dress, thank God. But I was like, this is like not the memory I want of my wedding morning. But she was like, go to Key Foods. You're going to get this thing called Backout. It's an enzymatic cleaner. And she was totally right.
Yeah.
And she did not lead me astray. And I feel like maybe Cheryl is the like home decor and keeping of house.
It's very similar. It's like a more, it's just an older sort of a different tone, but the kind of a lot of the same information.
Moms, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Was it a bestseller book?
I don't think so. I don't. I mean, actually, I take that back. I think it may have been. I think reading the Amazon description, it may have been at the time, but like not like a bestseller as far as I know, in the way that like she was on Oprah and like she was like, well, like it was, it may have been something
not like Martha Stewart.
Right. Like, it wasn't something that like skyrocketed her necessarily to fame. And she's written other books, but they're sort of offshoots. Like, it'll be just like a section of it, like the laundry section.
This is like the full Monty.
Yeah. The whole deal.
How much did you pay for it?
I think it was $16 when I bought it.
Easy.
And the price has dropped. Like, sometimes you'll find it for like $11 on Amazon, the paperback version. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking, like, what a great... I love books that are tools. I mean, yeah, that's what a reference book is. But I just really like the idea of kind of... Google can be overwhelming, mm-hmm. and there are so many different ways to do so many things.
Right.
None of them are wrong.
Right.
It sounds like you found a book that really gives you the way that you're most comfortable doing most things
right. when
yeah. you look it up.
Totally. So, yeah, I read the first, like, I read the preface. I read the first few chapters when she tells you who she is, and she just makes this, like, impassioned case for taking care of your home that's so lovely. Like, her tone is just, I love it so much. And then I read through the chapters that felt relevant to me. So, like, there's a lot on... like your kitchen and keeping your kitchen clean and how to do dishes properly. I read laundry, the bedroom one, neatening. Like you can kind of pick out the ones where you're like, oh, this applies to my life, like bathrooms.
What's the most like the craziest thing that you learned from this book and that you do now because of this book?
So two things. I think we'll put a pin in enzyme cleaners because that was
okay.
one of them.
But okay.
I would say in general, the big takeaway that I had is that our homes are death traps. And so like she really cares about safety. That's actually kind of the top priority when uh-huh. she's thinking about how to clean your home is like
wait,
your home
how are
should
our
be
homes
safe.
Death traps?
Okay, so one of the things
like,
that
wait
I,
a minute,
right,
hold on, tell me.
Just like there's like every like lurking behind every corner is something you could trip and fall on. So she has like practical advice that's like wear slippers in your home because you could slip and fall. And like, yeah, I knew that on some level, but I wasn't making the connection of like sometimes I just go sliding across the floor of my apartment to like you could hurt yourself and be like really regretting
right.
that you did. There's
you
a
need
solution.
To put some. Like
right.
rules in place about how you operate in
yes.
this space.
And it's a lot of things like here's how to avoid breaking things. Like if you take two glasses out of the dishwasher and they're mm-hmm. stuck together, like you can't just try to yank them apart. They might break and you could hurt
uh-huh,
yourself. So
right.
it's a lot of like safety tips. She's a big advocate of nightlights. So like again, these are really small
like
things.
Simple things. But she makes a good compelling
yeah.
case.
And one of the things I thought was super interesting was she was talking about how like a lot of slips and falls, particularly with aging adults, is like they're in somebody else's home and they don't know the way around. And so like if you have family coming to stay with you, put out nightlights. And she said specifically at the top and bottom of stairs, that's where a lot of injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like, again, these are sort of when you hear like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But like most of us aren't doing that.
Yeah.
So it just is helpful to have somebody telling you like this is how to run your home
uh-huh.
in a way that is safe.
That, yeah.
The other thing she talks about is like the case for sort of cleaning up after yourself is that if you have crumbs all over your counter, like that attracts bacteria or like there's a ton about foodborne illness and how to avoid it.
That would scare me.
Yeah. It's,
like
it's,
reading about foodborne illness, like,
yeah.
it like makes me physically feel like I have a foodborne illness. So I, yeah, no. I mean, all of that makes sense.
Right.
I think like seeing it
mm-hmm.
is obvious.
Right.
Is it like, but it's, that's kind of vague, right? I mean, it's like clean up after yourself is vague. Does it say like how?
It does.
Does it say like exactly how to make sure that like things are,
yes.
you know, anti, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
sterilized.
Like how to sanitize things,
yeah.
that kind of thing. And one thing, another tip that I took away from it is that she advocates using dishcloths to wash your dishes. So not like a scrubber brush or a sponge.
Well,
she
sponges
says,
are gross.
Right. And she says that dishcloths are like the easiest to, you can toss them in the laundry. They're eco-friendly. They hold up. And I was like, ugh, I don't know. But then I like listened and bought like a bunch of dishcloths
oh, you have
on Amazon.
To, you have to tell us the ones that you bought
yeah.
so that we can
just like a pack. They're
people.
Great. Yeah.
Just like a regular pack.
Just a pack. I'll,
and then
I'll
you throw them
the
in the laundry.
Yeah. And they are great. And she's mm-hmm. right that like they're super effective. Like they're more effective than a dish brush. And I'm just like, man,
yeah.
you,
damn,
you did
Cheryl.
This. You got me.
Yeah. No, totally. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That is my big thing is especially in apartments where when I lived in New York, You end up getting into apartments where you're like the many millions of people who have lived here before me.
Mm-hmm.
And some apartments that you move into, it's like no matter how hard you clean them, they don't look clean.
No.
And I wonder if there's – did she ever get into kind of this like, okay, so you're not living in like – a hotel.
Right. You know, I don't remember. I think this is definitely not built for like people who are living in New York City in tiny apartments, but she lived in New York for a
so
while
she gets
in an apartment.
It.
So she does get it. But mm-hmm. she's got sort of a, now she's in Connecticut, I think, when she's writing this. So she's got a, she's leveled up a bit.
If you look at the cover of this book, the Connecticut thing really fits.
Yeah. Either Connecticut or like in New York State somewhere, but she's living well.
All right. It's time for a break. We'll be right back.
Someone tweeted yesterday, or a few days ago, I don't really remember, but it was like, hey, have you ever thought about the fork you're using at the restaurant has been in like hundreds of people's mouths?
Wow.
And then someone responded, like, actually the forks in your kitchen are are much dirtier than the ones in the restaurants because they get sanitized, which like basically like cooks the fork at 400 degrees after every use, and you only apparently need it to be like 150 degrees to get rid of any sort of like bacteria. So it made me think, like, is there a better way for us to be doing dishes? And I am currently living in a house in Los Angeles with no dishwasher. And I'm coming from an apartment in Brooklyn that did have a dishwasher. The no dishwasher was the one thing, the one box that this house didn't check, and we're dealing with it. But I'm the one that's in charge of the dishes.
Okay.
So I now, after reading that tweet, that will now haunt me through the rest of my life.
Right.
Wonder if she has some tips.
She
about,
does.
She does. Like how to actually sanitize.
Yeah, how to actually sanitize. She also, I can't remember how much she talks about gloves, but I will personally give you my recommendation that, like, if you are doing dishes, if you're doing any chore, gloves are like my secret weapon. Like, I hate doing water chores of any kind, but putting gloves on, I just like don't like getting my skin wet. Putting gloves on changes everything.
Like a long dish glove.
Yep.
Would you rather clean a bathroom or clean a refrigerator?
Clean a refrigerator.
Okay, I'd rather clean a bathroom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do not want to deal with old food.
Okay.
Like I don't like food. I don't like sticky stuff that you don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
The bathroom is like, you kind of know what you're in for.
True.
Like scrub the tub, scrub the sink, scrub the toilet.
I agree.
The refrigerator is too many surprises. There's too many like opportunities for something to pop out and scare the shit out of my fridge. I much more prefer to clean a bathroom.
One thing she says, this is her most, I would say, strident advice, is that you should be cleaning the inside of your refrigerator every single week. Like taking
out the glass.
Out the glass. So that's actually...
I scrub down like once a month. Maybe.
I don't like... I hate the idea of it, but the reason I picked refrigerator is because every time I do it with like my gloves on and the nice dish... Not nice, but like the dishcloth, there's something about like cleaning that glass with a cloth and the soap that feels very like lovely to me. And then
I love
it looks
the
so
after
good
effect.
After
yeah, absolutely.
That I actually... I went through a period where I was cleaning my fridge every single week and like it was nice. It was good.
In my new Los Angeles life, when I am now a new person living in California, I'm now going to be a person that cleans my fridge out every week.
It changes things. I don't do it anymore. I should.
The thing is when you do that, it can never get too gross.
Right.
My issue is that I always start this weekly thing like 6 months into living somewhere, and that first wash is so heinous because you know something has just like rotted in the back. And like, I'm sorry, if this isn't how you live, then I'm so happy for you. It seems to be how most people I know live. It's like there's always something like an old jar of salsa, like a thing. I don't know.
I have another recommendation for cleaning out your fridge, a personal one. If something is like absolutely disgusting, particularly leftovers in a container, you want to say freeze it, and then you can like just like get the whole chunk out and throw it away.
Oh my god!
You don't have to deal with like the
goop.
The goop. You just freeze it in full, and like it comes out in a chunk.
Unfortunately, my response to throwing away leftovers is I just taught like the Tupperware goes. Yep. Like everything is gone. Horrible and eco mean, but like. That kind of stuff, like, I physically get, like, a little gaggy.
Yeah.
But put me in any bathroom, like, a public bathroom I would happily clean.
Wow.
Over my own refrigerator. I don't know what it is. I think old food, like, everyone has their, like, little trigger. I think for me, it's, like, a kind of unidentified food stuff. Mm-hmm.
For me, the hair of the bathroom.
I'm
getting, like...
we have a friend, Emily, who I feel comes up a lot on this podcast. I feel like this cannot be the first episode I've mentioned, like, our mutual friend, Emily. Emily, who will eventually be a guest on this podcast, is a mutual friend to all. She also has the hair thing.
Yeah.
Oof. And I think that's, she's like, oh my God, I can't even go into the bathroom with bare feet because if there's like a piece of hair, I'm like, it's your hair.
Dry hair doesn't upset me as much, but wet hair,
like stuck to the shower
or in the drain. Like when you've got two women with long hair sharing a space, like it is really disgusting. And they should make special vacuums for lesbians because we are like killing my Dyson and I don't know how.
Well, I mean, as I am straight, but I do have two cats, and between the three of us, we have a lot of hair.
I've got my dog around, and like, it's real bad. It's gross.
I'm trying to think of the gross. Oh, we shared a video on the G-Thanks podcast Instagram. G-Thanks just bought it pod, and it was like all these tools that you like didn't really know existed, and it's sort of like calming to watch, but one of them was one of those like sticks that you stick in the drain.
Ooh.
And like all this hair came out, and I was literally like, bleh.
I'm like getting sick thinking about it, but that was it. Also had that broom, didn't it?
It had
that
the broom
was
with the,
genius
with the comb.
I actually want that.
It has the claws.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, that's the kind of thing that brooms are the thing that you're introduced to because like your mom has one, and so you're like, oh yeah, this is what a broom is,
right?
Brooms have changed since the 80s, like, let me tell you.
Oh, I know.
Now, so I've never seen a
a broom with teeth anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the Container Store the other day and every broom had teeth.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, so we're just doing this now. But basically what it is like you scoop all the stuff into the bin and then you pull up the broom and it's like a comb going through the broom hair. And then you don't have to like pick out the dust from your broom, which is disgusting.
Yeah, I love that idea.
So Cheryl maybe doesn't even know about teeth.
Probably not. She is actually really like old school in that she's like, you don't need, in the same way that every real chef is like, you don't need all these gadgets in your kitchen. She's like, you don't need all these like little time saving hack things. Like you can probably, it's the old school stuff that works. And so I respect that about her. But sometimes you want a broom with teeth and that is fine.
I think, well, I mean, it's like a broom is something that you don't buy every year.
Right.
You have a broom.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it breaks or becomes so disgusting, mm-hmm. you're not really replacing it that often. So it's like, and they're not that expensive. So if you're spending $18 on a broom with teeth, you can say, like, I already have a broom.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be like, I'm going to toss that broom.
And get a new
broom. And I'm going to buy this $18 broom. And, like, we're not going to think about brooms for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, this is just my broom
this
now.
This is the broom I have.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't have multiples of in your apartment. Like, maybe you have a dustpan.
Yes.
And a broom. I personally have, like, a stick vacuum and then also a dust buster,
mm-hmm.
which I don't really think I even need both of, but I like having them both.
Mm-hmm.
But a broom is, like, you're not, like, adding a broom to your broom collection.
No.
It's just like, okay, I can I'm going to upgrade my broom.
Yeah.
And the washcloths is really smart.
Yeah.
Sponges actually gross
sponges are
me
gross.
Out. Like when they start to smell, we're talking about the grossest stuff today.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
I don't like that. I think dishcloths are better because then you can just throw them in the wash. Do you have a washer and dryer in your apartment?
I don't, but my girlfriend does.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
And our house now, our new house does. So now I'm just going to wash everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will...
Yeah,
make the switch because that's going to be convenient for me now.
It's convenient. It's eco-friendly.
It's eco-friendly.
Yeah. One thing about this book is it helps a bit with my climate anxiety because it is about ultimately preserving things and keeping things nice and keeping them functional.
Yes.
So it is teaching me how to take care of my things so that I don't have to constantly replace them.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's
remind me of the book's name again, Home Comforts?
Home Comforts.
By Cheryl.
Cheryl Mendelson.
Well, we're going to link to it. The cover is so 90s and, like, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You've been recommending this now for years.
Yep.
And it's 906 pages, but it's truly an encyclopedia.
Truly an encyclopedia.
Do you recommend the Kindle version over the physical book? Like, what's your take?
I could go either way. I think it's personal preference. I think I like that the Kindle version is searchable, but the actual version has a comprehensive index, so it's doable. And there's little illustrations throughout,
which are kind of nice
in the actual book. It feels like reading. There's something about it that is really...
Oh, it teaches you how to do, like, hospital corners on beds.
Yes, that was a good takeaway.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's great.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's just little things like that among the... This is exactly the perfect temperature a home should be and things like that.
Oh, I love this.
She just covers everything.
Well, that's a wonderful recommendation.
Thank you.
I'm really glad that aprons, rags, and mops... Okay, so these are all of the chapters.
Yes.
You wrote, our homes are basically death traps in all caps. you said she's like a little overbearing, but it's like in a good way.
Yes, with love.
Carefully disregarding care labels.
Yeah, it's about like, she's telling you how to do your laundry properly so then you know when you don't have to listen to the labels, which I think most people just don't listen to the labels, but then feel guilty about it. And it's kind of telling you how to disregard care labels, which is basically like wash things in cold water on the gentlest cycle you can. Is a good way around
for everything.
That's a pretty safe bet.
I like that.
Because hot is like likely to fade or shrink things or make stains set in. So right after I read this book, one of the big things I learned was about enzyme cleaners for protein stains.
Yep.
Like blood or egg or
cat pee.
So I was like, oh, I don't have any enzyme cleaners. That's basically going to be like an OxyClean. So I was like, oh, this is helpful. I'm going to buy some. So ordered some on Amazon, got it, whatever. A couple days later, I had just bought new sheets, like beautiful snowy winter white flannel sheets and like one of these like beautiful white cotton blankets. Obviously, washing a new set of sheets in New York is like no small feat to like get them on your bed for the first time. So it was like lovely. Go to bed, wake up so cozy in them, touch my face. I'm like, that's weird. I feel something wet. I had the first ever nosebleed of my life. And
oh my God.
Blood fall like this, like
a slow motion drop.
And it hit the blanket and it hit every part of this new stuff. And I was like, okay, I was so upset. And I was like, Cheryl has said the enzyme cleaner, I'm going to try this. I don't think it's going to work. I think these sheets will never recover.
Right. This might work for Cheryl, but it's not going to work for me.
I think it hit my duvet too, which is also white. So I like strip my entire bed in the morning before work, treat it like stick the whole thing
you
in the
cold water.
You
already have the enzyme cleaner?
I had bought it after reading the book, so I like the
you
timing was
ready.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I got ahead of it. And I stuck it in there to soak all day, like in cold water with the enzyme cleaner on to soak. Came home, rinsed it out in the sink with cold water, and the stain was gone. And I was just like, oh my God, I can do anything.
So what brand is this?
This is just like OxiClean.
Really?
Yeah. It was like an OxiClean like spray stain remover.
Yeah.
Which is very good. I also have been using this spray and wash stick that looks like a deodorant stick. Also very retro looking.
Mm-hmm.
This is my girlfriend's favorite stain remover. I sort of use them in conjunction depending on the stain. They are both excellent. Her stain remover got out like a coffee stain that was months old.
That's crazy.
It was wild. It's incredible. I feel so in charge of my life when I can get out a stain.
I love that.
Yeah, like I've defeated it.
Now that I have a washer dryer, I'm going to be like way more on top of my shit with the stains. Before we go any further, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back to talk about bleach and cleaning and it's going to be great.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we're back. All right, so we're talking about stains and stain removing.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of leads me into what I brought today was that I finally found a white t-shirt that I like that rivals the Madewell Whisper Tee,
okay,
which I own
big.
40 or 50 of.
Mm-hmm.
I buy about 12 every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they get holes in them after a while. You wash them, they get really thin.
Mm-hmm.
I wear them all the time. I'm wearing the new one now. Old Navy makes a luxe t-shirt.
Ooh.
It's like $10 each. I bought 20 because the thing about Old Navy is that you never know when something's just going to go away forever.
Yep.
So I bought like a ton and I actually think I like it better than the Whisper
Tee.
Wow.
Okay.
There's nothing to say about it other than it's a white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I like my t-shirts a little oversized.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sleeves to be a little bit bigger since
okay.
I don't like a tight look. I wear them under sweaters. I wear them under jean jackets. I wear them.
Is it only V-neck or do they have a crew neck?
I think they have a crew neck.
Okay.
Yeah. And I only wear V-neck.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have all different necks, all different colors. But I bought like a bunch of grays and a bunch
mm-hmm.
of whites because I follow in your footsteps of the uniform and
yes.
I have one
and
myself.
And hoarding, I'm there with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Hoarding a product. I'm like, I can no longer buy one of anything now. Like I have to buy everything in twos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I bought a lot of these t-shirts. But now I come home and if, like I find out, I mean, actually, no matter what we're eating for dinner, I take off the shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I put on, like, something I don't care about, or I put on an old, like, I cycle back to my old Madewell t-shirts that I'm like, well, this already has, like, stains on it, and, like,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. I'm just going to wear this while I eat, like, spaghetti, like a child, because I feel like I buy white shirts, and they never, ever, ever look as crisp or as white as they do. If I just did a load of wash with, like, Oxy, does that keep your stuff white?
So I don't know about Oxy specifically, I don't use it, but I finally after
you just
like,
use it on stains?
Yeah.
Okay.
But finally after years of wearing a lot of white clothing, I started using bleach,
uh-huh.
which I was afraid to use before.
Yeah.
And
scary.
Yeah. And after I used it the first time, I was like, oh wow, like this sparkles, huh?
It's just because I would be afraid to use it because I'd be like, I'm the person that puts the like red sock
right.
in or the black sock in. But you just put like a whole load of whites in.
Yep.
Even like a white jean?
I wash my white jeans separately from like
everything.
Like everything, but
okay.
I would bleach my white jeans with like a color safe bleach, not like a super hard. Like there's a really gentle Clorox. It's called like Clorox Gentle, and that's what I use on my jeans because I'm just
okay.
I'm still too afraid to mess
that.
Up my white
and a
jeans.
Lot of whites are like creams.
Exactly,
they're not like blinding white.
Yeah,
but
so
what would I use on a load of like 20 t-shirts?
I mean, I just use the Clorox like Gentle on that,
okay.
but you could probably use something stronger. I think right now I have like a Tide Color Safe bleach that
do
I also
use. Like a liquid, a detergent, like do you
it's
use
a,
like a,
it's a liquid.
Powder? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know. Like I've never had my own washer dryer. We used to use a portable washing machine, but now I have one with the like
the tray
and it has all these words on it. I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even think I'm putting it in the right place.
Yeah.
I'm literally a baby like,
I don't,
growing up.
You will appreciate this book. I also don't love the
wait.
Tray though because I find it. Like, even if I know from the book sort of where in the cycle the bleach should be put in, I don't know where in this
yeah.
particular washer. Like, it has symbols. It's confusing. I think I need
so
to, like, read the manual.
In?
I just put it where my girlfriend told me to, but I actually don't know if that's the right place. So I need to like read her washer manual to be sure.
You know, don't even read the washer manual. Just Google the YouTube, the name of the washer, and there will be someone who actually can show it to you.
That's great.
YouTube is every person who hates reading the manual's best friend, because you look up any hair tool, any product, any like digital sort of camera. When I got all of my remote podcasting stuff set up, instead of reading the manual, I just like watched someone do it
on
YouTube.
That's so smart.
If you're a visual learner, it's the way to go. So yeah, if you looked up that exact washer dryer, you could totally find it. And I'm going to have to do the same, because I'm so afraid. I mean, I just grew up in a house where my mom was all about efficiency, and like, I don't know that we were doing a ton of like, I'm doing a whitewash and I'm doing a colors. Like, it's like we are putting the clothes in the laundry and I think we wash everything on cold or whatever, you know, unless it was something really specific. But like, there wasn't too many. We didn't have a lot of different steps of like, okay, well, now we bleach our shirts and now we keep our whites. It was like, do not. We had a lot of stain stick, like the stick that you were talking about. It was a lot of like, don't spill something on your shirt.
Yep.
That's all I can tell you. Like, we're not going to do like a triage on your $10 white t-shirt if you put spaghetti sauce on it. So now I just like eat most of my food naked so I don't ruin my clothes.
Right. I do triage now. That's great though.
Yeah.
So I made a big mistake, and I got new white jeans over the summer, white Levi's that I loved. And they were fairly pricey, and I was like, I'm not going to buy a second pair. And then that was the wrong choice. And then I was like, I should get a second pair. And then they were gone, which I didn't think would happen. I thought I could count on Levi's. They had the jeans, but not the white.
It's going to happen to us.
I know. So I never make that mistake. Like, I always buy things in multiples. So I was upset with myself. And then I went to a work event where they had little like drink tickets, like the little like admit one.
Yeah.
I had an extra one, left it in my back pocket. Those things bleed.
Oh, yeah.
So I took my jeans out of the washing machine and was like, what happened? Like, it looked like a tube of lipstick had exploded on the back pocket.
Of your favorite jeans.
Of my favorite jeans, which I'm wearing now, because after 3 weeks of like repeat, like I would not let this go.
Yeah.
I just was like treating and wash, like treating, soaking, washing, treating, soaking, washing. I was like, I'm gonna get this stain. I can do this. I believe in myself, and I have gotten
and
them to wearable. Yeah, and then you know what happened? The Levi's came back online.
I was gonna say,
they're back.
My hot tip. Poshmark, Mercari, eBay. Well, if you just keep a consistent, you know, daily search going, it's just something you do at the end of the day.
Your faves.
Yeah, just like check your faves. They show up sometimes.
Okay.
Uniqlo used to make these great collared like Oxford shirts for men. And that was what Dan wore all the time. And then all of a sudden, there was like slim fit, and then there was like for regular fit. They stopped making regular fit. Now they're only slim fit. And Dan's like, I can only wear regular fit.
Right.
And they don't make them anymore. It's
tragic.
Rude.
It is.
But he has found, because like Levi's, you know, Uniqlo is a brand that's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. And a lot of people have the stuff. And people do secondhand clothing sales all the time. He's found like a ton of different shirts.
That's amazing.
On eBay. I mean, it's extra effort.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can either be me and spend $700 on white t-shirts and then you're good for the rest of your life. Or you can be a person who is actually committed to like finding their stuff. Or you could just be smart and just buy like three.
You can three.
I'm
the
over hoarder. I'm like the extreme couponer.
Also, like t-shirts are not gonna last as long. You're gonna want more of those. I think the most I've ever bought of anything is three. Of like a substantial item. Yeah. Like three sweaters or
you seem a little bit more
Gap hoodie that is. I have two, and that felt a bit much. But
I can't. Well, I have like two denim jackets that I love, and like for bigger items, I don't think I could go past three. But for t-shirts and socks and underwear, Target discontinued my like favorite underwear.
Same thing happened with Aerie, and
it's so annoying.
I thought I bought them out, but that's it.
Yeah, I do that at Harmon Face Values when I was in Brooklyn, because I haven't found one in California yet. But they have this $2 blonde hair mask that I put in my hair once a week, and it keeps it from being brassy. It keeps it a little icy, and it's one of those things that like there's a box and there's like 12 packets, and like every time I see that they're in stock, I like bring the entire box to the front. I'm like, oh, you're buying us out, and I'm like, you're right, I am. It's gonna cost me $24, and then I'm good for another like 2 months. But those are the kinds of things that like, oh, you'll stop at a store and you'll be like, oh, every store probably has this, and you're like, why don't they have it? But yeah, I like to buy up on the like staple pieces. Like I'm never not gonna wear a white t-shirt.
No.
So if I do a big purchase now and it saves me from having to do it again for another couple of years,
yeah,
then great. Mm-hmm. But I've been in that position where you're like, they'll always have this white t-shirt. And then you put on what you think is the white t-shirt right. that you've always had. And you're like, what is this?
This is not the same.
This is not the same.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It is incredible, though, to ruin something and then be like, you know what? I've got a whole new one.
Yeah, it's like, please.
Yeah, like this is nothing.
Now, are you team wear one until it runs out and then bring out the new one? Or are you team rotate three of the same thing?
I've done both.
Okay.
It depends on the item. I don't know how I decide, but like sometimes I'm like, this feels fine to just keep. Like I have some things that I feel like are going to break down faster mm-hmm. and so I want to have like a whole fresh new one yeah. ready to go. And then I have other things that I'm like, I just have more than one of these.
I love that. Yeah. And tell me about the stick again. My mom is obsessed with, it's literally called Stain Stick. When I'm old and gray.
Okay, so it's the one I have.
I will hear her voice in my head.
Spray and wash.
Spray and wash.
It's bright green.
But it's
with
a stick,
red,
it's not a spray?
Yeah, with a red lid. It looks like a deodorant from like 19. It could be any
it
year
does
from
it.
1980
it's
to
very
to
primary colors.
Yeah. It's really ugly. It also. We couldn't remember the name of it for the longest time, or like couldn't figure out how to find it in stores. And then I just randomly found it in like this. Our bodega has like a home goods store next to it, and they just had it there. And I was like, it's here. I have to get it. We found another one. It was just this weird mystery stick.
So can I see here?
Yeah,
look,
it's not like
thing.
I don't
see what it says.
It's like not like a
well,
Tide.
How much is it? Like $9?
Oh, it's like $4. Ugh, it's not
deal.
Like a Tide or a,
yes,
a
this
brand
is what
that
my
you
mom
know.
Was into.
Yeah.
It's like it basically keeps you from having to throw it in the laundry immediately. Mm-hmm. It like holds the stain mm-hmm. in place and treats it, but also acts as like a barrier against like mm. other stuff. Because the second you, I mean, people know that, but like when you use one of these sticks, it's in place of. It's sort of to get rid of that knee-jerk reaction to, like, put water on it. Mm-hmm. Because water can sometimes set a stain.
Yes. Hot water particularly.
I just pour seltzer all over myself, like LaCroix. Also, it's always, like, never, because we don't drink
right.
plain seltzer.
You don't have flat water.
So right. And, like, so I don't have, like, just, like, a bottle of, like, Schweppes. So every time I get a stain, I'm, like, pamplemousse, like, all over. I'm, like, taking a bath in it. Mm-hmm. But that kind of works. And, I'm, like, kicking something that's making noise. Those things kind of will hold the stain. Like you could toss that in laundry yeah. and it would stay for a few days. Mm-hmm. The other tip that I wanted to give on the cleaning that Dan and I learned with our cats and their many indiscretions. So if you have a cat pee situation, you know those Bissell spot cleaners?
Mm-hmm.
So they're big and they're cumbersome. And to fit in any apartment or house is asking for you to find like a whole space for them.
Yeah.
We were desperate. Our tiniest kitten was going through puberty mm-hmm. around Christmas. Our cats really pick amazing times to like right. do insane things. So he like sprayed on a blanket that I love. Uh-huh. And I was like, Jesus. Like it was Christmas Eve. And he's looking at me like, what? And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And so my mom's friend had given me... like passed down like a Bissell spot cleaner to me, mm-hmm. but I had no room for it. And then a neighbor was like on our free Facebook, you know, group neighborhood thing was like, oh, I'm like dying for a spot cleaner. And I'm like, you know what? Take this. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't used it yet because it's one of those things where if you just don't have a ton of room,
right.
it's a thing you use twice a year
right.
and you're so happy you have it.
Totally.
But then all the other days of the year, you're like, why do I have this effing spot cleaner?
Right.
But I kept the, I forgot to give her the detergent that goes with it. So it was just in my house. Mm-hmm. And it's just like big thing of like flammable. And I'm like, I don't know how to get rid of this. So
right.
I was kind of like just stepping around it for a while. And I was so desperate when Steve peed on the blanket that I was like, I wonder if you just throw the detergent
yeah.
from the spot cleaner in the laundry, what? Will it help? And it helps.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you don't even need a spot cleaner. If your animal pees on something that you love that is able to go in the washing machine, mm. like half a cup of like, you know, mm-hmm. this enzymatic stuff that goes into this
yeah.
machine.
Huh.
Put it in your laundry with detergent.
Okay.
The smell that it's going to have at the end is not going to be cat pee, but it's going to be a little bit sterile, mm. like hospital.
Yeah.
So just throw it back in the wash and kind of like
normal.
Overdo it on the scent of your mm-hmm. favorite cleaner. Good as new.
Damn.
And we've done it now twice with two different blankets.
Yeah.
Because our...
See,
cat
being
sucks,
able
but
to clean your stuff is
it's nice.
Is a good feeling.
So this is all
yeah.
inside that book and
uh-huh.
more. And
mm-hmm.
and did you have all these ideas to kind of like have this stuff on hand after this book? Did this book inspire you
it
to
did.
Be a little bit more
it,
prepared?
Yeah, it inspired me to buy like, the dishcloths. It inspired me to buy the enzyme cleaner. I got night lights. Like it kind of gave me like I did a little Amazon
that.
Purchase after reading it to stock up and be prepared.
That's
and,
awesome.
And it really came in handy when I needed it.
Well, that sounds like, I just love how all of your tips are, you know, conducive to the care and keeping of your home. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Remind everyone where they can follow you.
Okay. So you can, the best place is my blog, which kind of like is where I'm like updating once a week. It's justgoodshit.com. So I send
good
a newsletter. Yeah, just lots of recommendations for just good shit, whether that's things to read or things to buy.
Yep.
And then I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the_REWM.
And before we go, your book's going to come out first Tuesday of the summer. Well, theoretical summer, right after Memorial Day. Tell everybody what they can expect from this book.
The book is sort of it is like a grown-up care and keeping of you and also
I
your friends.
That.
So it's like
the
first
American
half is,
girl.
Yeah, what a good book.
The book.
First half is how to take care of yourself. So it's about like getting to know yourself, setting boundaries, just like kind of building a life and a routine that feels good to you and being mindful of your time and your energy and how you're spending your resources. And then the second half is about your friends or your people. So it's about like making new friends. It's about maintaining your friendships and being a good friend. And then it's also about like dealing with bad situations when somebody's upset with somebody else or you basically need to have a tough conversation with a friend. And then both sections have it's like dealing, like showing up for yourself when things are hard and then showing up for other people when things are hard. So if somebody you know or care about is going through something difficult, there's just tons of different sort of tips and approaches to dealing with that and being good to them.
I love that. You know, like us 30-somethings don't really get a lot of like friendship advice, you know, because people assume we just know what we're doing, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Being mad at a friend in your 30s is like so hard.
Yeah.
You feel like you're not allowed to be mad. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're like too old to be mad.
Right.
Like, oh, this is petty.
Mm-hmm.
But you're allowed to be mad.
Yeah, you're absolutely allowed to be mad.
Well, this book sounds amazing. You'll have to come back when it comes out.
I would love to.
We will drop a pre-order link.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to come back. We'll do like a giveaway or something.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
And we will see you guys next week on G Thanks Just Bought It.